USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Will it be business as usual in Afghanistan? Dan Araki explains.
With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they will enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I am not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As election fraud is already being tossed around the California recall election, the mail-in ballots were once again tossed around the Golden State in masses, with hopes of landing in the proper mailboxes. Republican Philadelphia City Commissioner Al Schmidt tells CNN, some fraud is okay, just not mass fraud, complaining President Trump bullied him as the 2020 election results were being reported.
Referring to me as a rhino, saying that I was being used and refusing to look at voter fraud in Philadelphia. Of course, there was no widespread voter fraud in Philadelphia.
The question now is, what's the number? When does it go from fraud to mass fraud? And how do we know the difference? In other news, medical professionals are speaking out against President Biden's vaccine mandate. Immunologist Dr. Hooman Norkazem on Fox News says Biden's mandate is creating discrimination against Americans.
You know, verbal discrimination. We're talking about loss of employment. I can't tell you the number of emails I receive every day of Americans who are naturally immune. And I know from a scientific perspective, and I know some of your guests in the past have talked about this. Certainly Dr. Macri's been on with Tucker and with a variety of different hosts. The natural immunity is as effective, if not more so, than vaccine immunity. So the notion that the President of the United States leaves the door open to this level of discrimination against a massive class of Americans is just totally unacceptable.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.